Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
All kinds of things cooking, if you will, on Cookin' Joe. Bob Pompeiani in, fresh from his vacation in the Bahamas. Went there for a birthday party. He looks wonderful. Doesn't he, Ron?
He does.
Tan.
Very, very emotional today. I think the blood got flowing being in that heated weather.
It looks juices were flowing, Ron.
I hear you.
So we're talking replay, we're talking officiating, we're talking overtime rules, which I want to get into in a minute before we get to some Steelers stuff, including another player apparently quitting the team in Morgan Burnett. Another guy wants to quit the Steelers.
And L.J. Ford sent out an interesting tweet as well.
He did.
Yeah, Eric just said that. I can't understand why they got to do that.
Yeah.
You're throwing a teammate, essentially, right under the bus again.
Yep.
Some guy who struggled, but yeah, he helped you
as a member,
2 years ago win a lot of games to get 13-3.
As a member of that defense.
Right.
That defense.
You have no right criticizing anything.
I'll say.
It's not just the Steelers, though. I mentioned earlier off the air, Carson Wentz in Philadelphia, a couple of unnamed Eagle players, of course, unnamed, questioned his accountability and referred to him as selfish.
Wow.
Okay. And Fletcher Cox, one of the team leaders, reading through this Carson Wentz thing, and as a leader on this team, none of that is true. Carson is a great teammate and great player. We are all behind him 100%. He's our guy, and we'll come back and prove the world wrong. If you got a problem, feel free to contact me. I'll respond. That's one of the team leaders.
That's what, you know, first of all, if you're going to say something, and if you're that confident that's the case, then put your name to it. I don't understand why guys do that, you know, unnamed. Anonymous. Don't be anonymous. If you think he's a problem, go to your coach first. Go to him. Don't go to Twitter or any place else. Why do you guys do that?
Say things anonymously?
No. Anonymous. I see anonymous tweets.
Oh.
You know, stuff like that. And it's been traced back to players.
I wouldn't have guessed that with Carson Wentz that he would have.
Well, what are they basing it on?
Yeah.
He's got injured.
I don't know. It's an interesting question, but as far as L.J. Ford tweeting out, now, what is essentially a rip of Boswell.
All four teams have elite kickers. What does that say? We don't?
Did any of the four lose to the Raiders?
Well, maybe he's going to blame part of that on the fact he doesn't have an elite kicker on his team.
Yeah, maybe he will.
How about those kickers, though, yesterday? How about the guy making the 57-yarder to win the game? What could have been 65, I'm thinking. And if he misses that, kick, the Saints get the ball at the 47-yard line.
And Drew Brees
one
is mad.
One pass away from winning the game. It took some guts to send him out there, but, man, he delivered, didn't
Speaking of that, here it is, watching it on the
57
replay.
Yards.
It would have been good from 70. I'm serious.
Yeah,
look at it hit the net. Look at it hit the net.
I mean, it just soars through. Look how high that is.
Right down the middle.
Oh,
Rosie Nick celebrated as if it was no good. Now, Bob and Ron, let me ask you one more thing about replay. Because here, I see this side of it, too. I think that the review process has become an indispensable part of the football-watching ritual for people. You know why? Because if you're in a bar, or you're at home, or you're at a party, you get that time. Everybody gets to argue. Everybody gets to look at the replay. I actually think for a lot of people, it adds to the entertainment of watching a football game. Your thoughts?
Yeah, I would agree with that. I think people like to debate and want to figure it out on their own before they hear the official call.
So, and anybody can. You don't have to know anything about football.
But you
look up at the replay
and
you
say
your opinion.
But you can't take that long on calls. I mean, you can take longer than they want, but you don't have to go 6 minutes, 5 minutes, whatever that Edelman seemed like eternity.
I can't speak for everybody else. I don't like it. I don't like the long delays in the game.
Neither do I.
I mean, if you can't get it right after looking at it 3 or 4 or 5 times, then go with what you call it.
You know, it's also a marketing thing. Now some of this stuff is being sold as under the hood. Under the hood brought to you by Pennzoil. Under the hood brought
There's
to you by...
nothing people like better than a good debate, almost like a game. It's almost like a game show. You're at a party. Everybody gets to look at it. Everybody weighs in.
Right.
Everybody's yelling and screaming. I think the NFL loves it, and I don't think they mind the controversy today, honestly.
You're not suggesting that they're doing it on purpose, do you?
I think it's... No, but I think it's just bound to happen because of the nature of the game and a rule book that's bigger than Mulsey's cranium. I mean, have you read the rule book?
No, I know. It's terrible. It's like the tax laws.
It's ridiculous. Nobody could be expected to officiate this league. All right, let's get to overtime.
Yeah, I want to get to overtime.
Bob wants to get to overtime. Let's get to overtime.
Do we like the rule? Because the rule says that they changed it. It used to be, you know, play defense, win the game, whatever. Then it was, oh, everybody gets a chance. Except if you score a touchdown, then everybody doesn't get a chance. What do we think,
I'm
Ron?
Okay with it. I find a college rule game exciting. I love to watch overtime in college. I don't know that I want to see that happen in the pros. I have no problem with it. Yeah, you lose the coin toss, okay? You got to stop them or at least hold them to a field goal and then you get a shot. I have no problem with that. If you lose the coin toss and allow the other team, as Kansas City did yesterday, to allow New England to go right down the field, I have no problem with that.
But is there
an element of luck there? I mean, yes. Could you say New England won the game because they won the coin
toss?
Well,
then I'd throw the Rams back at you. They didn't win the coin toss. They still won the game. You know why? Because they intercepted Drew Brees and took it down and made the field goal. You got to stop somebody. You can't allow them to go 75 yards to beat you.
Well, what about a field goal then?
Oh, no,
you
I
agree
like
with
it.
That? You like it? Both teams
I like,
get it then?
I like if you hold them to a field goal, I like the fact you get the ball.
I think every team should touch it once regardless. Just because we're talking about some of these controversial plays, when you have spot of the foul ball like you do on pass interference, all it takes is one of those, and all of a sudden you're in position to maybe score that otherwise you would not have gotten. So I think
the other team,
still, in a playoff especially, I want to see both teams have, regardless if the other team scores a touchdown. I don't like a coin toss deciding, and to me I can agree with some of that. If you win the coin toss, you march down the field. It's a long game. Defenses have been out there a long time. You should have a chance to go down and
does
answer their
does a safety end the game in overtime?
This?
I feel like I want to go back to the old rules. Almost what you said, Ron. But
if you don't, I mean, a field goal
if you
can
lose
beat
the
you?
Coin toss, stop them.
Right.
Period.
Right.
You lost the coin toss. Then they started to say, well, okay, a field goal, then the other team gets a ball, but not a touchdown. To me, if you're going to go that way, then you give both teams a chance.
That would be the easiest
thing. What
about
a safety? What happens with a safety in overtime? I know a defensive touchdown ends it. What about a safety?
I think that ends it too.
I think
right?
I would agree that because that's
you would have
you're
to.
Getting yeah. points
you're
when you don't have the ball.
Back,
you don't need the ball.
Why would the other team have to have the ball? You're down, right?
You can make that.
What if you get addendum. A safety on the very first possession? Shouldn't the other team get a chance to get a safety?
No, because they win.
So if your defense scores, then the game's over.
Absolutely,
yeah, I agree
okay.
with that.
That
part
should
of it.
Be the case.
That should be the case.
Why?
I don't know.
Put the other defense on the field and see if they can score. Give everybody a chance.
Then take Screw three that. Knees. If you're the offense, if you're the offense, you huddle, take a knee, huddle, take a knee, huddle, take a knee, and punt.
Go back to the old rules. If you lose the coin toss, then play defense.
So you want
Guess
sudden
what?
Death, period.
Yes.
No matter how, just
yes.
First points win, that's it.
Makes no sense to me.
Why don't we right have now? Arm wrestling? It's right at the midfield. Whoever wins the arm wrestle then gets the opportunity. You put your instead of a coin toss. I hate when it comes down to that, I do. I know
again,
it's the way
the Rams
it goes.
Lost a coin toss and won the game.
I understand that.
You know why? Because they did
they
what
both
they had
possessions.
To do.
They both had possessions, and they scored on
What was that pick in overtime for the Saints? I'm having trouble remembering. Was it a
Brees
drop
got
pass?
Hit. Brees
he got hit.
Hit as
oh,
he
the guy intercepted
it was Fowler.
On his back.
It was a Fowler.
Yeah, Fowler hit him.
Great play.
But it was
play.
Made by Fowler, not so right. much the guy. Right. He was falling backwards.
The ball was, turned out to be a duck.
It was a lollipop.
Well, that's a pretty hard interception, Bob.
But it was all he had to do was lay on his back and it came to him basically. I mean he was falling backwards and the ball was
so
right.
So
I
him.
Know, but,
give them credit
you're
for
on
making
back.
A play. Don't blame the officials.
Yeah.
All I'm saying is I think both the simple answer for me is both teams touch the ball regardless, unless a defensive play ends it. That's it.
All right. I wonder if people agree. 412-928-9370. Let's talk about that, and then let's just talk about the games. And how the games went, what we may have been surprised by more than anything, what we make of Tom Brady. Well, how many Super Bowls is this now?
He's this
nine.
Okay.
He could win six.
Nine.
That's ridiculous.
Nine.
All by himself.
Talk and about it. Coming up.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.